Time to focus on the opponent for the season opener, the Aggies of UC Davis out of the Big Sky. You'll find our guest doing his thing on Sports 1140 KHTK. He's the Aggie play-by-play man. You can follow him on Twitter. Use the handle at ScottMarsh1140. Pleasure to welcome in Scott Marsh. Scott, appreciate your time. How are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. Always good to talk to a fellow CBS radio guy.
Yeah, nice. Good connection. So you're a first-timer on this show. I want to play a little background. Safe to say, as an alum who calls not only football but basketball plus sideline work for the NBA's Kings, leads to the question, when do you sleep?
That's a great question. What is sleep, especially during football or basketball season? Do you know what that is?
No, I was reading your bio. So you're an alum, and I would imagine, do you hail from that part of the country?
Yeah, you know, actually, I'm from L.A., but I moved up to Sacramento when I was in high school, and so I went to high school up in Northern California. I went to UC Davis and just fell in love with the area, and I was sports director at the radio station at Davis, and it landed me a job with the sports station in Sacramento and then a job with the Kings, and that's kind of how things came together.
Kings fans, is it safe to bring up Game 7, 2002 West Finals?
It's still sore. Don't talk about it.
Okay, we'll move along. So UC Davis, a Division II independent for 10 years. Then they were in the Great West. In 2012, joined the Big Sky. Within supporters, followers of the program, what about that decision? How well received and excited were people about making that move?
Oh, extremely excited. You know, Davis is a Division I institution in every respect. You look at it academically, it's one of the top 10 public universities in the nation. So the sports were behind it for a long time. And truthfully, when you look at Division II sports, just not many teams play it on the West Coast. So UC Davis was running out of opponents. Really, the only option that really made any sense was to make the move to D1. And honestly, Davis had been a Division I school for a long time anyways.
We're talking with UC Davis play-by-play man, Scott Marsh. Obviously, up here, we're well aware of the connection. Mike Bellotti, greatest coach in this program's history, Nick Aliotti. I'm a New Yorker and former Jet season ticket holder. I could tell you all about Kenny O'Brien, Paul Hackett, who people know, Chris Peterson. When you think about this school, that's a pretty impressive football history.
It's an amazing tradition at UC Davis, and it all started with a gentleman by the name of Jim Soaker, who kind of built the program in the 70s, and he was such a great coach and such a great mentor that he was able to get a lot of talent there, and he just got a lot of people who were players to get into the coaching ranks, and you listed off a lot of them, and don't forget Mike Bellotti, of course, and you know, there's a lot of great UC Davis alums who are doing great things in the football profession.
We're talking with Scott Marsh. Obviously, Oregon fans think rivalry. It's the Civil War. There's a lot of venom traded back and forth with Washington. Is the primary rival, I know it's only about 20 miles apart, Sac State. Like, who does UC Davis see and circle it on the schedule in red?
You know, the two big rivals for UC Davis are Sacramento State and Cal Poly. So we have two big football games every year. We have the Battle for the Golden Horseshoe, which is against Cal Poly, and then we have the Causeway Classics, which is versus Sacramento State. So the closest rival is Sacramento State, so that's probably our biggest rival. But Cal Poly is a big one, too, because the schools are very like-minded academically.
For folks unaware, there's obviously a connection between Aggie head coach Ron Gould and Oregon. Ron's a Duck alum, grad assistant here under Rich Brooks, worked at Cal under Jeff Tedford, been the boss there since 2013. What could you tell us about his style and the kind of coach he's been at UC Davis?
Well, you know, Ron Gould's in his fourth year now. He comes from Cal, and of course his claim to fame, he was running backs coach at Cal, and you know about some of the running backs who came through Berkeley, notably Marshawn Lynch,
yeah.
Javon Best, you know, J.J. Arrington. And there's been so many great backs from Cal. The last 3 years in the Super Bowl, there's been a Cal back that Ron Gould has coached. So he's had some tremendous running backs. He's a running coach by nature, although this Davis team this year might be more of a pass-oriented team. But he always looks run first.
we had a quarterback competition up here, and I see what you've got going on there is kind of ongoing. I saw the depth chart, Ben Scott the senior or the sophomore C.J. Spencer. They both played a lot last year. What do you make of the position? How would you evaluate it from what the coaches and guys are saying?
Well, the coaches are keeping it pretty tight-lipped, so I don't know who the starter is going to be on Saturday, truthfully. Ben Scott was the starter last year. He got injured the last three games of the year, didn't play. And so C.J. Spencer stepped up and did a great job. So there's a little bit of a quarterback, I wouldn't say controversy, but just a little bit of a question mark who may start. Scott is the senior, and if I had to put money on it, my guess would be that Ben Scott would start on Saturday, but I do not know that.
All righty. Obviously, a critical aspect, protect who's ever in there, and they're going to want to run the ball a little bit. So the offensive line lost a senior starter, Parker Smith. I was reading about guys like Christian Snyder, Alex Haynes, the center, Kevin Gavigan, Bertero. They all played a lot of ball. What could you tell us about this line that Coach Tim Keene has crafted?
Well, and just looking at the offense in general, Davis returns 10 starters on offense. This is an experienced unit overall. But on the line, you're right, 4 of the 5 are returning starters. They lost their left tackle in Parker Smith. So Christian Schneider, who is the right tackle, has moved over to the blind side now, is playing left tackle. And he has really put on some bulk in the offseason. He went from 275 to 310 in the offseason. So he's ready to go this year. He is legit. And, you know, the line should be experienced. And, of course, unlike any other part of the football team, you really need cohesion on that offensive line. I mean, more so than any other group of guys. So that bodes well for the Aggies this year.
All right, final thought, because I want you to be ready in case they call your number at DMV.
You know what, they have called my number. I sat my stuff then while we were talking. I'm looking there to make sure that I don't lose my space. So, and it looks like I have. So I set my stuff there, so they better put me back in space when I get back in there, because I've been waiting for an hour and a half, Steve.
All right, one more question.
Yeah.
11 years ago, UC Davis pulled a big upset. They beat Stanford. In general, the buzz about visiting a venue like Autzen Stadium, taking on a program like this, I mean, any special preparation for the up-tempo, business as usual heading into this game, or are they got it circled?
Well, I mean, let's keep this realistic, okay? We're playing a top 25 team, okay? We play at the FCS level. So, obviously, this on paper is a big mismatch, and everybody realizes that. The coaches would never say that. The players, of course, go in there believing they're going to win, and they should. I mean, just looking at it objectively, this is a game that obviously is a mismatch on paper. So when we beat Stanford in 05, that was a tremendous win for the program. You got to keep in mind that Stanford team of 05 was not nearly the team that they've become under Jim Harbaugh and David Shaw.
Sure.
And that's not to take away from what we did in 05, because it was one of the great wins, not only, you know, between a Division II and a Division I program, but it was the greatest win in Davis history. So, but having said that, this Oregon team is way, way better than that Stanford team was at 05. So we know it's a very much of an uphill battle. You can't replicate Oregon speed on any sort of Davis practice field. So Davis are going to have to go up there and just play as if they're the underdog, play with a lot of just fancy free, play loose, just go after it. And, you know, try and make the most of it. It's going to be a tremendous experience. Autzen Stadium, as you know, is one of the great college football venues. Everybody's really excited to come up there and be a part of it. And then we'll see what happens at kickoff on Saturday at 2 o'clock.
This man is braving DMV. He is the play-by-play man for UC Davis. You can follow him on Twitter. Use the handle at ScottMarsh1140. Listen, you travel safe. Enjoy your time in Eugene, and we thank you so much for your time, Scott. Thanks a lot.
It was great being on with you, Steve. Really appreciate it. I hope I get to meet you while I'm up there.
All righty. Have a good one.
You too.